This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Here we go again. We're told today that one in five new New South Wales residential properties are being sold to foreign buyers. I've got young people on my staff here. They've simply got no hope of ever owning a home. According to the latest NAB residential property survey, foreigners bought 21% of all new residential properties sold in New South Wales in the first quarter of this year. And that's consistent with what real estate people are telling me. Some would have you believe it's much higher than that. I mean, that averages out at 21%, but in some districts, some areas of Sydney, goodness me, the figures are higher than this. And then they purchased more than 10% of established homes sold in New South Wales during the quarter. Nationally, the survey found, foreign buyers bought about one in six of all new residential properties sold in the first quarter of this year. Needless to say, this is an increase in the proportion of property being sold to foreigners. In the last quarter of 2014, foreigners accounted for 15% of purchases of new residential properties in New South Wales. Now it's heading towards 20%. It is out of control. In particular, how is it possible for foreigners to purchase more than 10% of established homes in New South Wales, which of course jacks up the price, in the first quarter of this year, when that is against the law? Foreigners who haven't been granted residency are supposedly prevented from buying established homes and are restricted to buying, quote, off the plan apartment properties only. The Abbott government showed some teeth last month when it ordered a Chinese billionaire to sell a Point Piper mansion, and a government options paper has foreshadowed new penalties for breaching the law and new foreign purchaser application fees. But none of this appears to have slowed down these foreign buyers. Look, no one's opposed to investment, but investment, as I've said a million times, is different from ownership. But government on these critical issues seems not to care.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.